With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We need to move forward with a clean slate, and the Astros will become stronger, a stronger organization because of this today. You can be confident that we will always do the right thing and will not have this happen again on my watch.
That was Astros owner Jim Crane doubling down, really, after Major League Baseball announced the one-year suspensions of Astros manager A.J. Hinch and GM Lunau. And Jim Crane said, you know what? That's not enough. So he fired both of them. Fired the manager and the GM. In my opinion, props to Jim Crane for doing that. But yesterday, Pete Rose was trending. Pete Rose is a huge winner yesterday. Mm-hmm. Because now the question is, were the Astros underpunished or was Pete Rose overpunished? Pete Rose banned for life because he was thought to not just be betting on games, but in betting on games, even for your team to win, you're manipulating the game. Maybe you are, you know, making pitching decisions that you wouldn't normally make because of that random bet you made on a Tuesday night. And people also like to give Pete a break because he was betting on the Reds. He was betting on his team, not right, costing his team games. He was betting on them, but he still compromised the integrity of the game. Well, this is the same thing. You totally compromise the integrity of the game by cheating with your electronic equipment, and you're banging on the trash cans. And A.J. Hinch said he knew about it, even destroyed two of the TV monitors that Alex Cora had set up and Carlos Beltran was involved with. But he didn't take it to ownership, so he got to go. And the GM, Lunau, said he did not know about it, but it was still under his watch, so he got to go as well. But the Pete Rose comp, to me, man, it makes me feel like, Pete, you need to go ahead and bring him back somehow, some way. Now, the problem with Pete, he's got a bunch of other different stories. That's why he lost his job on Fox TV, because there was a story about a female, and Pete is not known as an individual with the highest moral character. You can't trust Pete Rose, a degenerate in many people's eyes. But in terms of what Pete Rose did compared to this, many people are not happy, RJ, saying a one-year ban versus banishment for doing the same thing, cheating the game for wins.
Yeah. Now, listen, this is the official Major League Baseball rule book or bylaws of Major League Baseball. Any player, umpire, club, league official, yada, 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 who bets any sum whatsoever upon any baseball game in connection with which the bettor has a duty to perform, which means taking part in, shall be declared permanently ineligible. Mm. If he bet on a game with which he had no duty to perform, 1 year.
Okay.
All right. That's why. Is Pete's punishment harsh? Yeah. Is it too harsh? Yes.
It's because that word gambling back then is how we treated the word steroids during that era. It just felt uglier. Like now today, I mean, it wouldn't be near as big a deal because gambling is becoming widespread. But right, back then, it felt so ugly. You know, you're gambling on something.
But the one thing I will say about this is that you cannot have the impression that players are betting on their games that they're playing in. Once you do that, you lose all the credibility with the fan base because now everyone thinks, well, then the umpires are betting on the game or the referees are betting, which I assume they are anyway.
Okay.
So I think that...
So you think Pete's is worse?
Oh, Pete's scandal?
Yeah, Pete's act.
His act? I think it's worse just because of the idea, like the rabbit hole that goes down.
Yeah, you can throw a ball out of bounds. Yeah. Like
point shaving, all that stuff.
Yeah, because with that gambling, it can open up the idea that you're doing things to cost your team.
Yeah.
Where at least with this, you know they were doing everything to win.
To win, yes.
Like taking a dive, point, like you said, the point shaving, that is worse.
Right.
I agree with you.
Yeah, so I do think Pete's is worse. I do think Pete's a little harsh. You know, it's been 40 years, guys.
Yeah, but...
Or 30 years, whatever.
But that's also because...
Pete's a jerk. Exactly.
He refused to give in. He wanted to be, you know...
Yep.
He wanted to be a stubborn a-hole about it.
So absolutely.
That, and see you later. Yes. You don't want to cooperate.
So, it's tough. But, I mean, listen. I mean, what was baseball really
that's
going
where it was smart for AJ to admit. Because yeah. He could have made his life a lot harder to get back into the game, and I do believe he'll be back.
He's genuinely liked throughout the game.
Yes.
So, I mean, I look at it like this is a stain, but we don't know how many other teams are doing this. And to be fair to Pete Rose, I don't know how many other guys are betting on baseball. Maybe there were others. I'm sure there were. I'm sure there's been an umpire somewhere who placed a bet. I mean, it's just too easy. It's there. But, you know... What was baseball really going to do? They weren't going to suspend. They didn't suspend any player. They didn't punish any player. And
yeah, that's
the surprising
thing. That's the part I have a problem with.
Yeah, that's the surprising thing to
me.
We
know Carlos Beltran was involved, and now he's managing the Mets.
Yeah, and if Roy's boy, Brody Van Wagenen, had any you-know-what, would he just now fire Carlos Beltran?
But let me then take it to Cora. Why should Cora be punished for this? Beltran isn't.
Because Cora was the coach, coach.
Cora was the bench coach who came up with the idea and suggested the televisions. Beltran was the one who may have come with a group of players and said, hey, what can we do? Cora is the one who said, we can do A, B, and C, and we will.
As a coach versus a player.
Yes.
And then he did the same thing in Boston.
Because we do agree, right? If Cora was just a player... involved, then you can't carry over that punishment
correct.
To Boston because they're not doing it. They're not going to do it with Carlos.
Correct. However, Cora went to Boston in 2018, and they had their recent scandal.
They got in trouble. Yeah,
and took the skill with him. Took what he learned.
Exactly. He took the skill. That's a great way. He took the skill with him. So it becomes an issue for Major League Baseball because here's the other problem: Major League Baseball doesn't want to go down. Like it's like, do you really want to know?
Right.
Like, do you really want to know? Like,
no.
Do you really want to know that?
No.
Like, we all. I assume that government has lied to me since 1979. Like, do I really want to know what they've lied about? No. Right. No. Quite honestly, I don't. I don't really want to know.
Because if you start banning people for life, what are the odds that only the Red Sox and the Astros have done this?
Yeah.
Very, very low. And if you ban someone for life, and Corey Majors brought up this point yesterday. If you get banned for life, then you sing. If you're gone for 1 year, you want to get back in, you don't rat others out. Mm. And when you sing and we start going in everyone's closets and we find out that seven other teams have done it, you can't. Then things have gotten out of control in terms of banning tons of people.
Do you think it's a coincidence that nobody since SMU has gotten the death penalty? They don't really want to know.
Yeah.
They saw what happened. That was a great program. They don't want to know. They don't want to go investigate Alabama. They don't want to investigate Ohio State.
Yu Darvish tweeted, if the Dodgers are planning a 2017 World Series parade, that's who the Astros beat. I would love to join. So if that is in the works, can someone make a Yu Garbage jersey for me? This guy, why didn't we get any of this personality when he was here? This is amazing. Roy Oswalt, former Astro. So let me get this right. You steal signs and get fired, but you do steroids and get millions of dollars in contracts and inducted into the hall. Hashtag makes no sense. Well, to be fair,
they haven't really gotten in the hall yet.
They haven't really gotten into the hall
yet. But they will.
What is worse between the sign stealing like this and steroids? Derek Collin joined us at 8. We asked him, as a pitcher, would you rather face the hitter juicing or the pitcher or the hitter who knew what was coming? And his answer surprised us.
He said he'd rather face the hitter who knew what the pitch was than a guy on steroids or PEDs.
Yeah.
And that surprised the heck out of me.
Now, like, Mike Adams texted you and said he would go opposite.
Yeah, he's like, the guy taking steroids doesn't know what's coming, so if you make your pitch, you're still fine. And that's the key. Like, you know, the one thing about PEDs that, you know, they still had to hit it. They still had to recognize pitch and hit pitch. When you know what's coming, if you know at least you're never going to know location, right? But you can know speed. And once you know speed everything else changes for you.
I just think of it like if I were standing up at the batter's box, steroids wouldn't help me one iota. Knowing the pitch that's coming probably wouldn't help me that much either.
It would help you if you had warning track power.
But it would help me a lot more. It would help me at least have a chance at making contact, whereas if I pumped my body full of steroids and I walked up to a plate, I'd probably still strike out 100 times out of 100.
Yeah, you have, it's just, you know, it's all about, like, you're going to have to still worry about your eye level. You got to change your eye level. But at least you know the speed.
So if we think that knowing the pitch is worse than steroids, does this factor in? Will this factor into a Carlos Beltran Hall of Fame argument? Should it? If it's worse.
I think you're going to see this. What have we always said about Barry Bonds? He was a Hall of Famer before, right? Like, this was the last year of Beltran's career.
All right, what if it was Altuve?
I think it stains a lot of the players of the team. I think it stains a lot of the players of the team.
How do we know, though? We don't know who was involved because they didn't get punished. Well, how do we know whether to go after Bregman? How do we know whether to go after Altuve?
Well, we know they benefited from
it. Yeah, we've seen the videos of Bregman standing at the plate, Springer standing at the plate, Altuve standing at the plate, and the trash can being banged. We've heard it.
Yeah. I know, but for how much?
Well, we don't know.
It's true. We're not going to be able to determine
that. If they were available
that
on the open market, I would want the Rangers to sign them.
Of course you would. Of course you would. But the problem is, you know, just for Hall of Fame purposes.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know if it's 10 at bats or 10,000. You don't know.
What if I told you it was 10,000?
Then to me, they're not Hall of Famers.
Ooh. Okay.
If you told me that they were electronically getting signs stolen for, let's just do, you know, 40% of their career, I can't put them in.
But it would be okay if it was being signaled from the base runner at second.
Yeah, if they figured it out by the guy at second base.
Decoding it.
Yeah, then that's fine. And I don't think anybody in baseball has a problem with that.
What's the Fantech saying about the harshness of the punishment, whether they got it right or not? Of course, they suspended A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow, and then the ownership in the armpit said, no, that's not enough. I'm firing both of them. Astros forfeit their first and second round draft picks the next 2 years, and they were fined $5 million, the maximum allowed under baseball's rules.
Yeah, from the 817, the first thing Major League Baseball needs to do is reinstate Pete Rose if they're not going to create a more significant standard for this type of cheating. It's long since overdue. I think all of us in this room agree that the Pete Rose thing should be lifted at this point. Choppy, I guess I haven't confirmed that with you. I know Sean and I are on that.
He put the entire sport in jeopardy of losing.
And what are these guys doing? Think
it's not
about
as bad. Gambling on baseball, gambling on the sport, is worse because it does give the impression off that the sport is fixed.
Yeah.
This is not fixing a game. This is cheating a game. This
fixing is worse than cheating.
The word fixing is, I mean, you can't recover from
that.
No,
I'm saying fixing is worse than cheating.
Yes, okay.
I'd rather watch a basketball game and know that a player is using steroids to dunk higher than know that the referee is fixing it so that the outcome is determined no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
The outcome's done.
It becomes professional wrestling.
There's no point in watching.
Yeah, it becomes professional wrestling.
Ooh, that's bad. I like it. Yeah, so fixing is worse than cheating.
Yeah, it is. I think so. It doesn't mean that Pete's not overdue. Like, that banishment was too long, I think.
Yeah.
It is too long. Like, it's time. Like, he's not going to impact the game of baseball anymore. He's done hurting the game.
Yeah.
Several people echoing ideas you guys have had earlier as well from the 903. Regardless of record, they shouldn't be allowed in the playoffs or championship for the next 5 years. Why not revoke the championship from the past? I don't think you can really do that at this point. But
I like the idea of not allowing them in the postseason.
For how long?
It's a tough one. A 2-year ban?
This is what should happen to the Patriots, by the way, for the Bengals video.
Yeah.
Imagine, this story's big. Imagine if the news broke that Belichick was suspended for a year.
That would be...
That's what should have happened.
Yeah.
But they couldn't prove it. AJ admitted to all this. AJ admitted to it, and Belichick, of course, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'd love to know from the 817 if this changes the way you will watch baseball going forward. If this changes any of the way you feel about it. Like you said, Sean, I'd rather watch a game if they were cheating versus whether or not it was fixed. I wonder for Autoflex Leasing fan texters if this changes whether or not you'll watch baseball.
What was Zeke doing last night at the national championship game? And I have to apologize for defending a player that was from the NFC East earlier in the show.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.